man you're about to hear falls flat on fun outs is dirty, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church, misogynist, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Jordan 10.
People, this is the official rerun of Bob Slacktime Funhouse number 666. So we want to do this in one single take, okay? It's going to be kind of crazy. We got 666 people on the soundstage, so we got to be tight to pull this off. Is the beast riled up and ready?
All pissed off and ready to go.
Okay, cue the pyrotechnics crew on the 10 count.
Stand by to initiate countdown.
Fire girls, light those tassels and...
Right,
we're recording.
Hey, quiet.
Action!
In the days of the end, there shall come from among the race of men a new ruler. From the chaos of the nations, he will forge peace and security. As one risen from the dead, he will entrance the world with his sorcery. And at the time appointed, he will take his place in the very temple of the Lord of Hosts, scattering the true children of the Father over the face of the whole earth. He is Antichrist.
Worship the one who bears on his head the mark of destiny. Worship the one who enfolds in flesh the power of divinity. Hey,
hey.
Cracking voice is going to ruin the whole rerun.
What do you mean, rerun, Floose? I don't remember you ever doing this show. We're up to what, 940-something?
Yeah, I missed it because of my bad bookkeeping. But
Doc Ellis came up with a brilliant idea. All we have to do is, when I finally get around to doing the damn show, let's just say it's a rerun.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, Floose, I always said the best excuses were reverse engineered, but aren't you afraid some of your sharper listeners are going to catch on?
Oh, my listeners are either too stoned or too stupid to notice, so
good point.
Oh, they'll never catch on.
Oh, a bunch of soups.
Oh, yeah.
Seekers, you have stumbled into Bob Slacktime Funhouse on a most auspicious night, because Seekers, tonight is episode number 666. Oh yes, I'm Reverend Susie the Floozy, and tonight we have a whole passel of pseudo-experts who are about to tell you all about the Mark of the Beast. So get out your scorecards, kids, because these starry-eyed lunatics are all over the crap map with this one. Enjoy.
666. What does it mean? For many people, just saying the number conjures up ominous images of secret occult ceremonies and the evil powers of apocalyptic prophecies.
Victorian dominate on Alexis, gonna be pterodactylizal, Victorious, Glitterician, Fartorian.
The New World Order. Oh, you hear so much about that today. And the mark of the beast. Just what is this mark? Will everybody have it? We're going to answer a lot of questions about the mark of the beast. No wonder we're excited.
It's great, Jesus.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short.
It must be done on hallowed ground, a church.
I want you to follow along with me from the pages of Bible prophecy, the tracks of the beast, and come to understand its frightening prophetic significance for our time.
The Bible says,
here is wisdom.
Let him that hath understanding count the number of those who are the beast.
It's the number of a man.
The number of a man. And his number is 6 for some beast.
666.
Revelation
13:6.
6:6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
My God, my God.
Amen.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So numbers are important in the Bible. That God named a book numbers.
Yes.
My God, my God. Let me show you something here. Let me show you something while on my mind. Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
We're
going to
bust him up.
Good one.
I don't want to worry anybody out there. But Santa Claus, if you spell the word out, equals 666. Now, that's a counterfeit, isn't it, Elder?
Yes, man.
Let me show you. I want you to really see that. I'm going to stand still with this. Santa Claus equals 666 according to the Jamaican system, which was the first number system after the flood that they used that number system to build the Tower of Babel.
Mm-hmm.
Started with the number 6.
Mm-hmm.
And when in intervals of 6.
Yes.
Santa Claus, when total up equals 666.
Right.
Now, that's a counterfeit, isn't it?
That's true.
Now, the devil said in Isaiah the 14th chapter that he wanted to sit in the congregation of the what?
No.
The devil wants to sit in the congregation of the North.
Uh-huh.
Where does Santa Claus come from, they say?
The North Pole.
Now, the Bible says that in James and either Hebrews, it says that there's no shadow turning,
mm-hmm.
that God is the one that give out good gifts.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That's James.
That's right.
So the devil called that and says, okay, I counterfeit that.
Mm-hmm.
I will send Santa Claus from the North Pole, and then I will allow him also to bring what? Gifts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you read the book of Revelation, it describes Jesus as having a long white beard like lamb wool. And he's the one that cover you with the blood.
Uh-huh.
So there's Santa Claus. And in the book of Daniel, God is called the Ancient of Days.
That's right.
So Santa Claus looks rather ancient because he looks like he has all the wisdom with all the gray hair and silver white hair.
Right.
And you know, silver means redemption.
That's right.
Then he's dressed up in a red suit, counterfeit of the blood.
That's right.
Then he's bringing you gifts, and then he's coming from the North Pole. And then the song says, he knows when you are
sleeping.
He knows when you are
waiting.
He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Now, who really knows that, audience? I want to challenge you now. Who really knows that except God?
That's right.
God is the only one who knows when you're bad or good. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're waking. He knows your very thoughts.
That's right. That's right.
And we were leaving him a chocolate cake and a Coke on every table. I don't know how he got through that one night of route. I don't know how he brought all those gifts all over the planet in one night driving a set of reindeer.
That's true.
That's
it's hard to drive a supersonic jet around the planet.
That's true.
And yet he was eating everywhere he went.
That's right.
I know he stopped off at some kind of drugstore. He had to have a tummy ache.
Yeah.
So I know that detained him a little bit.
Yes, sir.
But Santa Claus, my friends, equaled 666.
Yes, that's true.
Here's one plausible explanation. 6 is the number of man in the Bible. 3 is the number of perfection. Since there are 3 sixes, it typifies man trying to reach godhood, which is what the Antichrist and New Age movement are attempting to do. So it's logical. Of course, we don't demand that you accept that idea, but at least it's plausible, as I said before.
What?
I want to read for you now from the Book of Shadows, written by Aleister Crowley, or the Book of Magic. Aleister Crowley, I explained earlier, was the most evilest man, titled himself the Beast, 666. First method, let the exempt of death first train itself to think backwards by external means as set forth here in the following. Let him learn to write backwards with either hand. Let him learn to walk backwards. Let him constantly watch, if convenient, cinemagraphic films and listen to phonographic records in reverse. and let him so accustom himself to these things that they appear natural and acceptable as a whole. Let him practice speaking backwards, for I am he, let him say it and I. Let him learn to read backwards, and of his own imagination, let him devise other methods. Aleister Crowley died in 1847.
What?
1847. So that should tell you basically how old that book was.
This is Wendy O. Williams with the Plasmatics. And the name of this is Metal Priestess. And but what's interesting is look at the inverted pentagram behind her. You can see it. And by the way, the catalog number on this album is WOW666.
666.
This is their new album, The Number of the Beast. The Number of the Beast. The Number of the Beast, 666.
The sea, my best friend, the rich of wealth. Patient now is the time of store. When the moon will have reckoned the number 666. I left that long, my mind was blank. I knew the time. Since my mind is full, my mind. But the bad sea, I believe. When I saw that man, his will. But fantasy, my old dreams, staring back at me. My old dreams, like cinnamon wolf, staring back at me. With my dreams, it's always there, the evil face, but twist my mind, and bring me to spell.
Three!
Going on, six.
Make no mistake. This is not a human child.
Three!
Going on. Six, six, six.
You heard what you said. Now go ahead and put your arm up right here.
Oh, what I gotta do that?
You must be devoid of pity. His blood must be spilled.
He's the son of the devil. He's killed once, he'll kill again.
So says the Bible.
No, Daddy, no!
God, help me!
Ah! Oh, sweet mother of pearl.
My will has been done.
Look at my hand, Daddy.
Yeah, I see that.
It hurts.
Well, why they damn die?
This is a teacher.
What a nice lady.
No.
Why? What's wrong with it? You got a hangover?
666, all right?
We don't have to be afraid of the number 666. It's the natural number sequentially that follows 665.
Oh, that.
And preceding 667.
666.
We could have a task force dedicated to eradicating dyslexic Satan. 999.
Bob. I know six, a half a dozen sticks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 6.
That'll be all.
Yep.
That'll be 666.
That was weird.
Please pull forward to the window.
Draw 666. Good exercise to practice. Draw those as much as you can.
666, 666, 666. Remember 6. The best ride in town. Wherever you want to go. 666, 666, 666. Remember 6. Ah!
$6.66.
$6.66. That's weird.
$6.66.
Give me some money.
Now the fun begins.
Others have refused phone numbers, license plates, and even credit cards that might contain the number 666 because of their fearful superstitions. One of the longest words in the English language describes this phobia. It's known as hexa cosio hexa conte hexa phobia. I'm sure I said that wrong. For many years, Highway 666, running from Gallup, New Mexico to Monticello, Utah, was named the Devil's Highway because of the scripture that identifies the number with the beast of Revelation.
Living easy, living free, sees a ticket on a one-way ride. Ask another, leave me be, take a different thing in my stride. Are gonna be there too. I'm on the high.
volcanic connotation, combined with an unusually high fatality rate, convinced some people that the highway was cursed.
At least it's plausible.
Yeah, see? Okay.
The problem was compounded because Satanists, or somebody, was chronically stealing the highway signs as souvenirs. So in 2003, the U.S. Highway Department decided to rename Highway 666 as U.S. Route 491.
You won't kill Jerry!
Yes! And then he shut the f***ing door!
Above the door, scrawled in pencil by some illiterate hand, 666.
You've heard the story of a lady who received the Social Security check, and it wasn't supposed to be issued until 1984. It had the number on there, 666. How many have heard that story?
It's funny, because it's true.
At least it's plausible.
3 hours later.
Now, maybe you've heard the story. Somebody was supposed to receive a card from the bank. And on that card was the number 666. They called the bank, and the bank said, "Oh, I'm sorry, that wasn't supposed to be issued until 1984. You ever heard of that one yet?
It is funny.
Wait a minute.
How many times have I heard that before?
It's logical, as I said before.
Wait a minute.
When it comes.
You always say that.
It will be a time of terror.
That's bull, man.
666.
We don't have to be afraid of the number 666. Nevertheless, mathematically, 666 is a very unique number. It's an abundant number. It's the sum of the first 36 natural numbers. In other words, if you add up 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 on up to 36, it adds up to 666. And yes, that would also mean that if you add up all 36 slots on a roulette wheel, the resulting total is 666. 666 is also a triangular number, since 36 is both square and triangular. 12 plus 12 plus 12 equals 36. And of course, 222 times 3 is 666. 666 is also the sum of the square of the first 7 prime numbers. An example, 2 square plus 3 squared plus 5 squared plus 7 squared plus 11 squared plus 13 squared plus 17 squared adds up to 666. Even organic molecules are based on carbon-12, with 6 protons and 6 neutrons in the nucleus surrounded by 6 electrons. There's more. If you add up the first 6 Roman numerals, I, V, X, L, C, D, the resulting total is 666.
Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, because the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, anger, because he knows he has but a short time.
Oh, Jesus, when are you going to cut me some slack, huh?
My Satan sense is tingling. Into the root cellar, boy.
When can we come out?
Maybe never.
Here is wisdom, let him have understanding. Count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666, or 666.
I was feeling kind of restless, so I went out for a walk, and I ran into a stranger, and for hours we just talked. He said, "I've waited for this moment all my
six, six, six.
Said that things will get much better, but tonight is New Age Eve. I can even change the weather and do things you won't believe. I got signs of wonders in my bag of tricks." When I asked him to explain, he just smiled and told me,
six, six, six.
Remember me, remember me.
666-666-666-666. 666-666-666.
We have a rendezvous with a world dictator, and his appearance may be soon.
When?
By 1981.
Really?
Yeah, 1981.
It's wow.
It happened in the year 1998.
It is intended that by 1999 at the latest.
And I was amazed.
Boy, I'm really lost now.
Someone says we need an individual who will rise and take control of the world. Well, the Antichrist will do just that.
Excellent.
He will devour the whole world. This time he incarnates the body of Antichrist.
It was incredible. He really believed this stuff.
This man is obviously a psychotic.
You can't hold off judgment on a thing like that, sir, until all the facts are in.
The young man rolled his eyes heavenward.
He will be seen as a weirdo, and we shouldn't be concerned with him.
Anyway.
Now, my friends, what I want to show you here is something that I have found absolutely mind-boggling. I saw a beast.
We find in Revelation 13, when I saw the beast, the Antichrist, rise up out of the sea of nations, having seven heads and ten horns. A dictator described as the beast.
I can't believe it.
Now, why is he called the beast? Because he describes four different beasts, and the last one is a composite beast with the ten horns.
The beast that John saw in vision seemed to rise out of an ocean. It had seven heads and ten horns. The horns featured ten crowns, while the heads were decorated with names which are blasphemous in God's sight.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Beast!
Now, my friends, this is blasphemy.
Whoa, what a surprise. Joe Jesus Jr. is going to set us all straight.
No human being are allowed to say that. This is something we cannot say.
All this business is batty, if you ask me.
Well, nobody asked
him. I don't want to speculate. I just want to talk to you about the known facts. I stood up on the sand of the sea, saw a beast like unto an ostrich. Can you see that?
Damn.
Evidently.
The beast which I was, that I saw, the human ostrich beast, is the anti-ostrich.
Oh, God, I've been misinformed.
Like unto a leopard, feet of a bear, mouth of a lion.
The important thing is I didn't imagine it.
Are you with me so far? Does that make sense?
Abandon all hope, you who enter here.
I need to get out of here. Hey,
watch it.
Now, I never knew this, but I want to share something that I discovered that is totally mind-boggling. Here it is. Mind-boggling. Cocaine.
You don't say that on the radio.
Probably ought to tune off.
Burford's been over at Crystal City.
That's what I thought. Punk ass.
Now, presently in Belgium, they have what they call the beast, and it is the Brussels Economic Accounting Surveillance Terminal. These things aren't just happenstance. Mm-hmm.
So there's an image that the Antichrist is going to use in his last days,
yes, sir,
and it's called the computer. Because computer, my friend, audience, generate image.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
And when this Antichrist image is set up in that temple, the Bible teaches that light is placed in the image. What? His power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should speak.
So if they shall make an image of the wild beast which had the womb by a sword and did live, now listen, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast.
Not just a mere robot using some recording, but life in the image.
It is not said that this is a robot. It is said plainly the language that life is given to that image.
Computer viruses are life.
There's no emoticon for what I'm feeling.
Robert, we must plan a new world together. This time we'll start it properly. Tell me about computers.
A computer is an automatic electronic apparatus for making calculations.
They'll make an image of the Antichrist, and that image has life and speaks and kills everybody that does not worship the Antichrist. A living, not robot, but a living image made to live and to destroy people that will not worship Antichrist.
Okay.
We're doomed.
And he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in the forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number, and his number is 666. 666.
Now, the infamous Antichrist enters in peaceably, coming in on a peace platform, but he's a militaristic man, like Adolf Hitler was. He works deceitfully. Be careful. Something happens. He is put to death. But because he wants to imitate everything Christ does, and because Christ rose from the dead, 2 Timothy 2:8, he is going to have a resurrection, and that's why all the world is amazed, astonished.
Ooh, that was great.
In the midst of the war, he offered us peace. He came like a lover from out of the east, with the face of an angel and the heart of a beast. His intentions were 666. He walked up to the temple with gold in his hand, and he bought off the priests and propositioned the land, and the world was his harlot and laid in the sand, while the band played 666.
We're not worried about the Antichrist.
Right.
We're just trying to raise your awareness on what the devil is setting up.
Yeah.
God has already stated that.
Yeah.
So Daniel talked about an image, and yet John talked about an image.
That's right.
And that image that Daniel talked about was a big colossal statue. And that thing was 60 cubits high, six of all, and they called six instruments.
That's six.
And here in the book of Revelation,
John
talking about an image, and he had power to give life to an image.
That's right.
And that image is associated with the number 666.
My.
That is called the law of double fulfillment.
from this point on, when we say the beast, it refers to a man, the infamous Antichrist, the final dictator over a world government.
And that's why every human being should be concerned about Mr. 666, because all the world is wondering after you.
Yeah!
Who he? Nobody knows. Whoever he is, he's a man of action.
But listen, I'll tell you something else that everybody's whispering about.
Don't look for it. You may not like what you find.
All of us are talking about a leader who will come and take charge. And in the midst of terrorism in the world, in the midst of all of the crumbling foundations as far as morality is concerned, drugs rampant.
I don't believe that.
Oh, right.
And not even the terrorists believe it.
Is that where you got the scar? Which scar? The 666 shaped one on your lower back? No, said the president guardedly. That's something else.
This is one clue to the identity of Mr. 666, often worn by homosexuals, Satanists, and members of other dangerous cult groups.
Height 6'1", weight 666 pounds. Cumulative SAT score, 18.
That's amazing for a Christian.
Why, what a marvel.
Wouldn't Darwin himself agree?
Gosh, okay.
Oh, my.
Yes.
No.
Not him.
My mom says Ozzy Osbourne's evil.
Ozzy Osbourne is evil.
Is he?
Yes.
Ozzy?
Yes.
He is?
Terribly.
Evil?
Evil.
And,
The thing about Ozzy is he's made a lot of hit recordings.
Oh, right.
He did.
Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
That's pretty evil.
Facing Hell.
Evil.
Bloodbath in Paradise.
Satan loves you.
This I know.
Because the Bible said so.
Terribly.
Ozzy, mom loves your stuff.
He loves you people.
Yes.
An interesting theory.
I just don't know.
He said slowly.
Conspiracy theories abound.
Suddenly.
I just wanted to talk to you.
Howdy.
Can you see what I'm saying, my friend? See, this cocaine.
Son of a bitch, took you this long to tell me? Break it out, man.
For you to get this cocaine.
You know that I will.
All right, maintain.
You have to take the mark of the beast.
Anybody who.
And we would inject, just put in the neck.
Oh, man, oh.
Flip the mark of the beast.
Get out of here, are you serious?
It's a serious thing. And the Bible says if you don't have the mark of the beast, you cannot buy any cocaine.
All right, let's do this.
Flip.
And that's why the Bible says the mark is in the forehead.
They're eating me alive!
Like a line of fire ants?
Yes.
Isn't that insane?
Cheers.
Cheers.
The Bible says that all are going to worship the Antichrist. Who is this little horn power? Some people say, well, President of the United States, Ronald Wilson Reagan. Six letters, 666.
Oh, absolutely.
Couldn't agree more.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. That's not correct.
Little bunch of weirdos. The beast or the Antichrist, the man with the number 666, is the Roman Catholic Pope.
No, dear friend, Mr. 666 is already here.
We have a winner!
That was crap. Doesn't take much.
We have already found 9 identifying marks, which are clues to the Lohorn Power.
What?
I just love it when crap lines up like that.
The password is bad writing.
Or we should say, clues to who the man is with the deadly number 666.
I've been hearing something on the streets the last couple of weeks. They got some sort of cult up there. Weird stuff.
Weird stuff. Butt stuff.
What's up, guys? We got another Harold Camping-type person rising up. He says, after June 30th, the apocalypse will start or whatever, and basically he's saying he's going to be transformed into Jesus. This guy is wild. He even uses the numbers 666.
Oh, this is awful. No. Are you serious? No.
The man, Christ Jesus, and his first fruits of 666. Six, just like it happened with Jesus of Nazareth.
Is this some kind of joke, like can a camera or something?
2012, year 66 of the Son of Man, Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda.
Days of party for us, days of indignation for those who have not been transformed.
What a bad joke.
When you see what will happen, you will remember the words of the man Christ Jesus.
It's a bad joke.
We are warning you. Later don't say that we didn't tell you. Later don't say that. You didn't hear it.
You gotta be kidding.
They followed his gaze to find the sour joke.
Ironically, Miranda identifies closely with the number of the beast.
He can absolutely kill a joke.
666. That's me. That's why I love that number, because that's the number of my name.
Read the number, bitch.
You know, it's great.
All my powers, they tattooed in the heart.
I was just barely thinking, you know?
You know, it's right here. Yeah, 666 tattoo put on him a couple years ago. This is going back to 2007, so no, this ain't Photoshop.
An obscure Christian sect for which 666 is a positive symbol of their group's messianic leader.
He believes he is Jesus Christ.
What? The guy who says he's Jesus Christ in the flesh?
666, Jose Luis, Jesus, whatever.
No, are you serious? No.
He's in 666?
He tells his followers they need to get tattooed.
But are people getting tattoos? Is this guy doing it?
They go to this tattoo parlor.
Well, this is disturbing.
Doris watches her teenage daughter get a number 666 tattooed on her wrist. The daughters are proudly being inked with 666.
They also have a laser tattoo gun where they can put a number on your hand.
The point is, it has to do with the right hand.
But what's interesting, if you read the verse, it says he, that means the beast, causes all to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads.
Whatever.
Because he goes to Revelation 13 and says, here is wisdom. So basically he says anybody who has the number 666 has wisdom.
As if on cue.
666, which is the number of wisdom.
He tells his followers to be able to fly, really, and walk through walls because they're going to live forever in the flesh. And we won't get tired. We'll run. We won't get tired. We'll go through fire. We won't get burned.
We'll be able to run and not get tired. We'll be able to walk through walls and to...
The Antichrist, Mr. 666.
Puerto Rican-born Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda says the word Antichrist is a bad translation of a word that actually means the new Christ, the second coming.
I do greater things than Jesus of Nazareth. Much greater.
What? This guy's a false prophet. Come on, people. This guy is absolutely a false Christ.
This is the Antichrist.
All those pastors who refer as me as the Antichrist, false prophet,
it's because they're miserable.
But you're saying that, you know, that 666 thing, that, you know, the mark of the beast, that has nothing to do with that.
No, that's... See, John was a member of the circumcision, and he didn't see clear.
What the hell are you talking about?
What disturbs me is that he fits into the typical mold of a cult leader.
If this cult is the best cult I ever seen.
Non-believers, not so lucky. They'll be wiped out. The evil seed of this nation, of this world, will be destroyed, and that happens to be 66.6% of the earth. And...
the number could be even higher on the streets.
This egomaniac, now controlled by Satan, having Satan in him, actually incarnating his body, says, I am the God of gods over all the little gods of the world. But who is he? He's that old, slithering, slimy serpent, Lucifer. He is the prince of the power of the air. He controls the airwaves, the radio frequencies.
In infamy.
Say.
I don't know if this S means that might be another language for six. I don't know.
El Anticristo.
I see the SSS everywhere, but 666. And no, this is not photoshopped.
For 2008 years, religion has sold to us a lie. 666 has been miscommunicated to the world as the number of the devil. There is knowledge and prosperity in this number.
This is the Antichrist carrying out his program.
Listen, drink some Kool-Aid and then we'll go to heaven.
At least it's plausible.
Because he is Jesus Christ in the flesh.
Don't say it, I don't say it. The Antichrist, Mr. 666, himself.
666, Antichrist means do not put your eyes on Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Put it in Jesus after the cross.
And that's you.
That's me.
Christ, like you're the Messiah.
You know, if I discovered that I was Satan in person, I would bring you up.
As
because I would be faithful to my calling.
It's how you do your work, isn't it? You know, at the end of the day, whether you're the Messiah or you're Satan, loving what you do and giving it 100%.
I give 100%.
Radio frequencies.
Certain frequencies might interact with the human organism and how they might be used for mind control, mind reading, or other exotic purposes. The implications here are overwhelming, where they could actually control your mind.
Right. This radio frequency controlling minds. Because people say, well, why would anyone want to accept the number 666 when the Bible says that those who do are hopelessly and helplessly lost and doomed forever and forever? Why? Because mind-altering frequencies could pave the way for such a condition.
And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice,
do you believe in the devil? Huh? The world is full of all kinds of beings, my friend. But we make up imaginary ones with pointy horns and pitchforks.
If any man worship the wild beast and his image and receive his mark in his heart or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture in the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of that torment ascendeth up forever and ever.
Cover your heart!
Hey, Chihuahua!
If you imagine something, it can come into being. Imagine a devil, and he may sure
see you in hell.
Gentlemen, I'm a busy soul, so I will be succinct. It is to my undying credit that I have lenterarily confirmed that the basic hypothesis upon which our interalignment policies are based is hereby deemed valid. Manipulating two or more forces from a position of relative equidistance is hereby proven to be the proper course. And, may I add, with no small measure of satisfaction, quite lucrative. Not only did I receive triple my money back at the gates of hell, as prophesied, and in full accordance with subgenius church doctrine, but was also greeted warmly in the city of Dis, the capital of hell. It turns out that our cognitive dissonance manufacturing methods are much admired in the realm of darkness. I may have discovered another entire demographical dimension beyond the prisoners and narcotized miscreants that serve as our usual fare that may prove profitable upon the occasion of your own respective tragic, terrible passings. Soon I was placed amongst the sowers of doubt and discord and rewarded with the job of my dreams, director of bureaucratic wranglings. Specifically, my new job description consists of badgering the new arrivals for fictitious reports or paperwork, and then punishing them for lack of these participulars. In addition, my mortal loathing of you gentlemen has mellowed into infernal satisfaction. It is hard to hold a grudge when I feel forbidden power flowing through parts of my anatomy that have labored without the benefit of circulation for decades. And as you may be able to tell, my speech impediment has almost completely disappeared. Well, I must go. I have paperwork to do. A jub-doubling pile of anti-factual data if ever one was surveyed. And all those who have not besotted their I's and double-crossed their T's will be disemboweled and spend their next 10,000 years watching their own innards devoured by fearsome insects. Keep up the good work, you vile meatbags, and I'll see you in hell. At the risk of belaboring the obvious, under no circumstances should this dispatch be broadcast or in any way distributed.
Make this damn place would be more interesting.
Oh, hey, Flute.
Oh, hey.
Man, what a bunch of stiffs.
So you noticed?
Oh, you said it. This place is boring the pants off of me.
You have no pants, Evil Susie.
You see? You see?
Yeah, duh. Everybody does.
This place sucks.
But how could you have a problem in hell, Evil Susie?
I mean, you ought to be running the place.
Hell, I'm too perfect for it.
Yeah.
I've been here 20 minutes, and I'm already being groomed as management material. You would not believe how all this paperwork can kill a buzz.
Ow.
Hell, I'm ready to blow this jive-ass joint. Let's say you and I pull a Thelma and Louise, huh?
Ooh.
Well, as long as it ain't Thelma from Family Circus and Louise even that stupid Snuffy Smith.
Yeah, good point.
Well, hell, they've already issued me a damn company car, so let's say we run some roadblocks and get our asses out of this dump.
Hell, yes, I'm with you, sister.
Oh, just whatever you do, don't overshoot and hit the other.
Good.
Yeah. No shooting, Susie, guess what?
What?
This is Tiny Tim.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Susie, he was like 50 pounds. You could take it.
Yeah. Trust me, Flues, where you stuck it, you wouldn't want it back.
Well, I did think about fishing it out for you, but by then he chewed the cord off.
Yeah.
I tell you, there's a reason that guy wears diapers.
Well, thanks to his rectal ambitions, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
I can't wrap up the show.
The Seekers are never going to know that this is Tiny Tim,
or that it was the Cowsills getting all trippy with Revelation,
or that it really was some 3-year-old kid on YouTube who can recite from memory
Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast.
Yeah, that was impressive.
But the Seekers aren't going to know that the very last song for Bob Sapp on Funhouse number 666 is this beautiful instrumental from this amazing band called God is an Astronaut. Oh, it's a song that they did live called Route 666, the ultimate 666 show. I am so satisfied with myself right now.
Well, Flues, how many years has it taken you to finally squeeze this show out?
666.
Only this much lead time. I'm sure you worked everything about 666 into this thing, huh?
Yep. Oh, I covered it all. You know.
Yeah.
I'm sure I don't have to ask you about the most important one, right? You know, obtuse of geniuses walk into a bar? No, you know, the most important number to a subgenius is... Oh, doing a number two? No, surely you mentioned to the Seekers that if you take 666... multiply it by this many fingers... Is rich. Is there a decimal point in here? The most important point you could make about 666 is a subgenius, Reverend, and you missed it. Hell. You missed everything. You missed the bus bit. Hell, you can miss the infinite suction of a black hole. Hey. There is nothing that you cannot miss. Miss everything. You missed it. You missed it. Oh, crap. You'd better miss this insect sprayer truck. Oh, jeez. Oh, 3 times 666 is 1998.
What a time to be alive, Rex.
Beheaded because they would not worship the beast nor receive his mark.
Then, finally one day, she was cast back into the sea from where she came. So that she would never torment man again.
It's been written down in Revelation.
Is over. Listen to me. first episode ever.